May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 927. 927. Thou only sovereign of my heart, my refuge, my almighty friend, and can my soul from thee depart, on whom alone my hopes depend. Hymn 927.
Let us read the Word of God, the Psalm number 23 first, and then reading in Isaiah chapter 50. May the Lord help us to read His Word Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50. Isaiah 50. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to them that are weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Though they all shall wax old as a garment, the moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant? that walketh in darkness and hath no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all they that kindle a fire, that compass themselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled, there shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, the great God, everlasting, ever living, eternal God, O thou blessed Holy Trinity of persons, thou great God, God forevermore, blessed forevermore, we beg we may come with reverence and in godly fear now to thee in prayer. Grant us prayer, Lord, as we've desired it, and grant us of the holy influence of the Spirit. May the Holy Spirit lead us into all truth this day. The part of the truth that there was settled upon one's mind and spirit, we trust, that it might be for real good, for real profit here today. As our dear friend has pleaded, Lord, before the service, oh, may we know thy presence here this morning, especially as we seek, Lord, to worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Grant us real worship, Lord. Tune our hearts for this. Set our souls on fire with thy holy heavenly love, that we may worship thee, we may worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Lord, we think of the words from the womb of the morning. Thou knowest we rose early this morning with the word upon our spirit. Lord, oh, we pray that we may be blessed with thy wonderful presence here today. And Lord, that we may know the holy joy of favour, peace in believing. Lord, our great trouble is our unbelief. There are many sins, Lord, our heart sins. Trust in thee as we can acknowledge, we humbly trust we can. Our outside for some measure kept clean. But oh, how we feel the plague within, Lord. We are sinners still and cannot keep ourselves. Prone to wander, we greatly feel it, solemnly feel it. Lord, what a terribly solemn thing it is if we should leave thee, wander from thee, our God, our Saviour, in whom our hopes of heaven depend. Lord, sins against thee, Lord, our Saviour now. Lord, seemingly we feel them, Lord, seemingly more solemn than our earlier sins. Sins against light and knowledge. Oh, we beg thee, Lord, do have mercy on us. Do come today with thy wonderful favours of forgiveness and pardon. Oh, that which thou hast purposed for thy people, what thou hast brought in, Lord, by thy life and death and sacrifice and glorious resurrection, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, are we among those that fear the Lord? Oh, Lord, we beg we may know this favour today and be favoured, Lord, to know we're in the favour of that favour of God, which is above everything of time. Lord, do come and bless thy people here. Feed them, favour them, Lord. Thou knowest our long years now of love to the friends here. Since our dear late friend, Mr. Ayres, asked us first to come 32 years ago, nearly 33 years ago, Lord, what thou hast done. There is use thy servants and blessed souls here. And Lord, we are covetous for the best things, Lord, that thou wilt yet work. We acknowledge what thou hast done, Lord, and the little part as we may acknowledge humbly that thou hast given us to know in it. Lord, we would give thee all the glory. Thou wilt so work more and go on to be gracious here among thy people here. Blessing souls as thou hast wonderfully done. Are there not those yet that shall have to come and testify what the Lord has done for them? Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we beg thee, Lord, thou wilt bring exercise to fruition in a way, Lord, in the completeness of it according to thy purpose, that they may not be able to hold their peace. Lord, made willing in the day of thy power. So work, Lord, we beg. Lord, thou knowest we are much in prayer day by day, Lord, for friends here, especially, Lord, as a people, through the affliction of one especially, who is the cloud, the shadow of death over them. Thou knowest the closeness of the feeling of exercise with us, Lord, every day. For our friends here, and especially for the dear family much under the cloud. Lord, and especially our dear brother Benji here. But Lord, we would not multiply words publicly. You know with our heart and exercise. Lord, we bless thee for the assurance that there is that wonderful assurance of certainty of eternal salvation. Oh, the grounding upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Lord, we bless thee for this. We pray that these solemn things and the solemn things of our denomination, Lord, at this time and the solemn days as are passing over us as a contrary nation, this time of trouble, which we believe according to thy word is such a time, such as never was since there was a nation. We are under thy judgments, Lord. Thy people revere them. But Lord, the whole country does not understand. For the most part, they do not understand. Thy judgments strike thy people with awe. And Lord, oh, we do not see what we read in another passage in Isaiah. The people learn in righteousness when the Lord's judgments are in the earth. The people of the land learn righteousness. We are very sad, feel it, Lord, much. There is so little of this, Lord. Man does not understand. Government do not understand. Their Prime Minister does not understand. Lord, we read solemnly and we would not be judged. But the wicked do not understand, shall not understand. But the wise shall understand. Thy people understand. In some measure. Thy judgment striking us with awe. Oh Lord, we think of the theme we sing in the hymn. Thy mercy, Lord, we praise. Thy judgments strike with awe. Oh Lord, we fear the last, we bless the first. Love thy righteous law. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us to live in the fear of the Lord. Give us grace day by day. May we have the favour of the witness that we do fear thee, Lord. Thy grace is in us. The one, what I am by the grace of God. May we be able to testify it humbly, with contrite heart. So, Lord, bless the friends. Suit thy blessing to each one here this day, Lord. Feed precious souls here, Lord. May thy word be found. May there be those that shall be able to say, and I did eat it. It was a joy and rejoicing of my heart. May it be so, Lord. Oh, help us to solemnly consider thy word as thou hast given it by the Spirit won for us. May it be proved so, Lord, as our friend and brother has prayed for this. Never the friend and brother has expressed his desire and exercise in this way. Lord, thou knowest. We look to thee now. We beg that the Holy Spirit may take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us. And Lord, we pray for each of the friends as we mention affliction. Thou knowest the cases of each one. Some may have afflictions, Lord, that do not appear to the people around. Thou knowest particularly, especially the affliction of sin, which thou dost make thy people to know, that whatever sickness, whatever sore, thou knowest each case. And Lord, we especially bear before thee the dear young people. Thou knowest them, Lord, each of them. Oh, hast thou a purpose of love and mercy to them? May they be brought into concern as regarding their never-dying souls and eternity in the judgment day. May they be brought under thy blessed teaching, Lord. We beg according to thy will, that will quicken and make alive the young, Lord, spiritually. Lord, there may be, and we trust there are some, Lord, thou hast already quickened. Lord, help them to learn. May they be blessed to learn in thy school. Bless the labours of those that attend to the Sabbath school teaching. Bless the Sabbath school. Bless the young people. Oh, may they be exercised as they naturally must be to seek to follow a useful purpose in life. Help them in their school days and any further education they may enter into. And Lord, that thou wilt so give them, make that way for them. Prosper them, Lord, help them. But above all, specially bless them, if it could be thy will in their souls. May they have the grace to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness. And Lord, as we read in the prophecy, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And oh, may they have discernment as they have to live in this world. And Lord, in the days of their school life, when they have to be with those who are from families who are so different to their own, not that we would be wrongly judging any. But Lord, may they be blessed with the fear of the Lord. And Lord, that they may so seek to know thee, Lord, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other good things shall be added unto you. Lord, oh, do give an aching void the world can never fill. We know this is a solemn thing to pray for them, Lord. It will be hard and painful for the flesh. But Lord, thou knowest how wonderfully good it will be for them, for the good and profit of them spiritually, Lord. And bring them to that time when they know and have to seek thee so earnestly, they know that they cannot feel the pleasure in the things of time and nature as they used to do. And oh, to be seeking thee, Lord, and know that wonderful favour of thy appearing to them and filling up that aching void. The world can never fill it, but ere thou can so wonderfully fill it, can fill them with thy love. Lord, thou knowest. We desire this, we trust by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit giving us such love to souls. Oh, that thou would quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. No, do let thy work appear unto thy servants, thy dear servants who come and preach here. Oh, thy dear servants, the dear deacons, the church members, Lord, may thy work appear more and more in this cause of truth. Lord, oh, we look for this, we pray for this, and we pray for it, Lord. We humbly trust with a single eye to thy glory. But Lord, oh, it will be proved so. We know when thou dost work, when thou dost bless, thy people extol thee and praise thee. This is thy way of getting to thyself. The honour and glory due unto thee, thy working in thy people, the people thou hast formed for thyself. Lord, we beg thee, oh, may we witness, they shall show forth thy praise. So help us, Lord, may a deep, solemn consideration be, what is my life, what am I and where am I? To consider personally, may there be many souls here today that shall consider personally, what am I and where am I? What is my life? All the examining by the Spirit, graciously exercising us personally. What are we living for? What are we doing day by day? What is our first priority? What is our greatest concern and matter? Oh, we know it will be the question, am I made a real Christian washed in the Redeemer's blood? Lord, when blessed to have the favour, granted the favour to believe and to receive thee and receive the atonement, what is my life now? Oh, how am I? Oh, am I living to the praise of my God and Saviour? May such questions be solemnly in us to cause us to consider and to beg thee that thou wilt help us to live unto thee, to live and show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. Oh, we may be blessed as the hymn writer tell of his wondrous faithfulness, send his name abroad. Oh, the blessed favour of knowing and acknowledging the promises. Oh, how dost grant thy people. And how the preciousness of Christ and the feeling sense of it and the love of Christ wins our affection and binds our souls fast. Lord, do help us each. Hear us now, dear Lord, in heaven thy dwelling place. Oh, in mercy, look upon us in our land and nation, hear the confessions of thy people. In our beloved denomination, Lord, may we each and all be endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Help us, Lord. Oh, we may be self-renouncing, grace admiring, made unto salvation wise. And that wonderful matchless grace, our bosom inspiring. We may praise thee, Lord, help us. We beg these things, Lord, who wash once for breathings, forgive our sins in our prayers. Oh, come, Lord, with that much needed help we feel to need, Lord. Oh, and that we may so feel the favour coming from thee by the Spirit to us, Lord. Thy application of the word to precious souls. This is what we look for and pray for here today. Grant it, Lord. I beg these things with the dear friends here. Plead in the precious name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
978. How blessed are they who truly see their emptiness and poverty, whose souls are humbled in the dust, and who in Jesus only trust. Hymn 978.
As the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the word that we read. That is Isaiah chapter 50 and the 10th verse. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Who is among you? You dear people of Swavesey, see, this word is a separating word. It's not all. We know we must bow before God and acknowledge he knows everything. I would not begin to try to judge between any of the friends of each and all of you here. But it is a fact that in every century, decade of time, every age, there are but few that fear the Lord, comparatively to the masses of humanity that populate the world. And when we come to gatherings, a goodly gathering as you are favoured with here, this question, it should be received as a searching question, because they are really few who fear the Lord. Oh, it's stated in other places in the Word, there is at this present time also a remnant according to the election of grace, and these that fear the Lord are of that remnant. Who are we among them, friends? Who is among you? Who is among you as a people at Swavesey that feareth the Lord? Oh, the only way for us to rightly consider this is to consider it personally. Who stands the case, my soul, with thee? The heaven are thy credentials clear, because these that fear the Lord, God is working in them to prepare them for eternal joys in heaven forevermore. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? So personally we should consider this. If you're a hearer here this morning, and if you haven't, and let me say this carefully to any that may be trying to shut off your ears to the preaching, if there's any here that are here among the people here, that you're in your seat, you're sitting in the house of God, you're not really interested in this, in the preaching of the word, how solemn that is if you are in such a state. That's how I was in my early teens, in my childhood days and early teens. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ was as a root out of a dry ground. I didn't need him. I didn't need a saviour. I didn't know the solemn state that I was in as a sinner. I didn't know that I was a hell-deserving sinner. Didn't feel it. If people asked me, and like it was outside of South Hill Chapel after a service there on an Easter Monday, the servant of God, who was a godly, faithful servant, asked me the question, how are you? And I said, all right, thank you. Is that how you would answer today, just off of your mind and from within your thoughts? All right, thank you. But do you consider if you are really all right? Because that dear godly servant said, there is nobody all right. And of course he meant, as they are by nature, there is nobody that is all right. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? Oh, what will bring us into the secret of this? What will give the witness to us personally that we are among those that fear the Lord? It's the voice of God's servant, really, which is Christ, really. But let us consider it more carefully. Has God brought you into the favour of being among those who fear the Lord? Has God begun his work in you by the Holy Spirit? Has he brought you to know the state you're in as you are born and who you were by nature? And are you brought to be concerned about how you stand? Those that are brought to be alive spiritually are brought to be concerned and to know solemnly the state they're in and the need they're in to be saved by God. And this wonderful fear, like the grace of faith works by love, this works by love. The Lord begins his work. And like we read the record in John's Gospel of the Lord, that one who appeared to the Lord by night. Nicodemus, and there the Lord spoke to him, "Ye must be born again." And all these that fear the Lord are born of the Spirit, born again. We're all born naturally. From time to time we have the tidings of babies born in families. We're thankful to hear this and know this, and in our own families and families of our friends, there's the births, the first birth. Like we're all in this life through our first birth. But are we born again? The Lord said so specifically to Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again." He even emphasized it. He said, "Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again." And oh, how he spoke of how the wind bloweth where it listeth, and so on, and how sinners are born again. He even spoke to him saying, "Art thou a master in Israel and doesn't know these things?" Friends, do we know them? Do we know the reality of being born again? Who is among you that feareth the Lord? Because everyone that is born of the Spirit will be brought into the favour of being one of those that fear the Lord. Any that have any other way of thinking they're coming into this way, we read this morning and are reading at breakfast time, the words the Lord spoke, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and come in and go in and out and find pasture." Oh, he says, "I am the door of the sheep." The Lord must begin the work, friends. He will begin the work of grace in those he sovereignly loved. True election is known by calling, like we've spoken to our friend before the service. And you know the reality of it is the favour that God brings for those he set his love upon before the foundation of the world. It quickens them into life, and they are born of the Spirit, and they begin to fear the Lord. He gives them this grace, as when he quickens, he gives this grace. He gives the graces of the Spirit. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, friends, are you among those? Who is among you that feareth the Lord? You know, as we are here together, we know we've got this important means of distancing and sitting around more like you are more around the chapel. But you know, you can't help the one next to you. You can't make that one come into this favour. They can't you. It's the work of the Spirit. It's according to the purposes of God. And it's this, friends, and this is what every one of us, I believe, will be brought to be very concerned about. If we are to be among these that fear the Lord, granted this fear, granted life spiritually, born of the Spirit, our concern will be this: does God love me? You learn it, friends, and it's naturally read and understood perhaps to some measure in the Word of God, the love of God to his people. But oh, to really be in it and exercise in it, you'll be concerned to beg of God to give you to know his love, that he loves you. Oh, does God love? For it's the characters that God has set his love upon before the world that must know this favour by experience, that will really have the witness they are born of God and they are the children of God. And the certainty of the fact, those that are born of the Spirit will be granted the fear of the Lord, will be granted all the needy graces of the Spirit that they each need. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? But this word feareth, we need to look at more closely. It's being in the spirit of fearing the Lord. Because the further considerations here that we need to carefully consider, as God may help us, who is among you that feareth the Lord? Oh, are you in the exercise of it? You fear the Lord, and God's granted you to. But we're changeable, friends, very changeable. We're prone to wander. We've still got an old nature. We can still be much led astray by Satan. Satan tries to harass and perplex and dismay God's people. He's not. My wife's uncle, the late J.S. Green, used to say to us when we had personal talks, and it was a very great favour I had in having a good many times of conversation with him. And he used to say, the devil's not worried to work and be, as it were, plaguing those that are his. He's already got them, they're his. His awful spite and spleen and his way, his attack, is to the child of God, the children of God. It's not a positive confirmation, but it's something to bear in mind. He said he's not attacking his own, he's attacking God's people. So friends, it will be with you and me if we among those that fear the Lord, we'll know the gunshot from hell. The old prince of darkness will furnish us well, and we've got an old nature which goes along with the old prince of darkness. Your old nature and mine will agree with Satan. We'll soon be drawn aside by him. And of course, as we've got this old nature within us, and we'll have it all the days of our life. Oh, sadly, it often influences the whole nature, the whole man of God. And oh, here we are, so prone to wander through this. Wonderfully, there is in the child of God, there is a new nature given them. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? Who is among you that God has quickened into life and he's given a new heart, a new nature? But our trouble is that so often Satan, his crafty ways, he brings himself up and the old nature up so that the new nature may be at a low ebb, maybe even at the life that is actually in you be darkness, almost darkness. This is what we have in the context here. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant? We must look at this first. The voice of the Son of God. It could be considered any servant of God, but no, the highest consideration. The voice of the Son of God. And as I said, you will be concerned if God loves you. Does God love me? Oh, the voice of the Son of God. Jesus speaks. Speaks to thee, say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? And as he makes known to you things that he's wonderfully done for you, you hear his voice. You also hear his voice when he is solemnly grieved. Grieved for our disobedience. Grieved for our folly. Our wandering. Left to ourselves, we deny him. Can't throw any stones at Peter. Oh, is it? You have to answer for yourself, I have to answer. Have we grieved our Saviour by denying him? Oh, friends. But oh, here it is, obeyeth the voice of his servant. It obeyeth his voice. Oh, do we? Do we desire to obey? Oh, how he says, and it's like the marriage, friends, because the work of the Spirit is to marry sinners to Christ. And you see, oh, a lot of people leave it out of the marriage service, but, and obey. I think of the theme at the end of that blessed hymn, Immortal Honours, obey his voice and all his will esteem. Are you obeying his voice? Am I? Well, that obeyeth the voice of his servant. Do we? We've got a lot to confess. We come very short of it, friends. How is it with you, each and me? Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant that walketh in darkness, that hath no light? There's a sense, a deep, solemn sense, in which we must acknowledge we've grieved him, friends. He's dealing with us in a way, in love and not in anger. But we've grieved him. It seems to be with one much more solemn in these last few years, my sins. Because I know my sins are sins against a holy God, sins against his name and blood, sins against my Saviour. Oh, do we obey his voice? To so feel and have confession and feel sorrow of heart, to be concerned, to solemnly examine ourselves, here we are. This voice, the voice of his servant, obey the voice, consider. Oh, in adversity, consider. It's not come by chance. The Lord is dealing with thee. Prosperity, we rejoice. In adversity, consider. The adversities of God's dealings with us, in love and not in anger. And so that we must be brought to obey the voice of his servant. This is the Son of God showing his grief and his sorrow for our sad requitals of his love and of his favour, where we have been led by the old nature to so stray and be in carelessness or indifference. We know in the church at Laodicea it was lukewarmness. Oh, how the Lord, our God, our Saviour is grieved by it. And so you see that walketh in darkness. This is not by chance. This is because of how we are, of what we are. If our God and Saviour is grieved over us, walketh in darkness, and hath no light. I look back to times in my experience, friends, when we had wonderful light. The wonderful light of the glorious gospel, that light which shined out of darkness, shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Some of us had special seasons of that. But we are changeable. Oh, now here we have times of solemn grief because that light which is in us has become darkness in a way of deep, solemn experience through our own folly. Walketh in darkness and hath no light. And you see, the thing is, when we're, though we hope we've learned in some measure these wonderful things, and the solemn things which are wonderful in the way of God correcting us. But friends, there is, sadly in us each, a lack of understanding. We are still mortal. And if we only have to consider things only in a natural way, oh, we continue in this darkness and we have no light. Because we're regulated by the old man. Left in that state, God is chastening us, and he will cause us to suffer this. for a duration of time that he's sovereignly appointed. But friends, he has a time. It's a sweet theme. I love the theme. I've proved it, friends. A time he has set to heal up thy woes. Season most sweet, his love to disclose. And the good exhortation in it is, be patient and steady and wait on him still. Oh, he will come. He will return. He will bring the wonderful light again. He will shine. You'll pray for it. Lord Jesus, shine, and then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. Yes, walketh in darkness. You know how you are. I know how I am. We're sinners. We can't keep ourselves. We're prone to wander, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. What can we do? We must cast our all upon it. Here's my heart, Lord. Take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Oh, in whatever way the Holy Spirit's led you to feel and be in this, friends, and to feel the solemnity of it this morning under my poor preaching, if it is so, well, there's this wonderful side to it. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Even if you have no light at this moment, if you walk in darkness, you being blessed to be one of those who fear the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, things you've had to know and experience, God's dealing with you, God's teaching you, bring you into the way and along in the way, that walketh in darkness and hath no light, and you deeply must consider the reason for this. The reason of yours and my sad changes. But let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. However dark the pathway, it's not by chance. It's appointed. Oh, and having been brought and blessed to know and being one of those who fear the Lord, one who God set his love upon from all eternity, one who God's worked in by the Spirit, and he will complete that work, and it is in the experience of God going on to be gracious and completing that he should complete the work in you. You must be in this. He must bless you to be in this. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Oh, trusting in the Lord alone. Leaning upon him. Leaning upon your beloved. Like that one who cometh up from the wilderness. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? It's the bride of Christ, the church of God, the children of God. Friends, let him trust in the name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord to you? What is he to me? Oh, the name of the Lord, the Son of God. Oh, how sweet the hymn writer puts it. His name as Jesus suits me well. It saves from sin, wrath, law and hell, from guilt and slavish fear. A name just suited to my case, pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, and strength and righteousness. He's your all, friends. If you're a true-born child of God who desires to live in the fear of God, who God grants you the favour, the grace of filial fear, though you're changeable, though you slip and fall, though you backslide, his love is everlasting, it's from everlasting to everlasting upon all those he's sovereignly chosen, you know. Oh, and his love in time past forbids me to think. Forbids thee to think, it will leave thee at last in trouble to sink. And he gives those sweet Ebenezers. So you can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. Even in the darkest path. God's dear people with wonderful favours of grace, they can say, even in the darkest path, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. Giving grace. He will give grace and glory, friends. He will. He'll help thee to the end. He'll help thee to endure whatever is upon thee, whatever sorrows, midst the sorrows of the way, giving you to pray and beg for help, and he granting answers and giving all what you need. Let him trust in the name of the Lord, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, who came to this earth wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that I've done. And this is what you want. You want it given you, assured to you again. You need it freshly applied that he loved you, gave himself for you. He come in love and mercy to save you, to redeem you, to pay the price for your sin, to blot out your transgressions, to receive, that you should receive the atonement. No, he died for you. Oh, if he come and speak to you, I died that thou mayest live. This is it. This is the favour, friends. Let him trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He who in eternity before the world, according to the counsels of Jehovah, was equal in his authority and his purpose with the Father and the Blessed Spirit. And God the Father gave to him the number of the election of grace, each one given to him to come to this earth with their names upon his breast, and to come and redeem the church, save the church from sin and death and hell. Jesus is our great salvation, worthy of our best esteem. He has saved his favourite nation. May we in the spirit today join aloud to sing of him. May we personally be able to say and acknowledge it together. Christ has, he has saved us. Christ alone could us redeem. The voice of his servant, the Holy Spirit speaking, testifying of Christ. Oh, the voice of his servant to his people. And though you walk in darkness and considering deeply, solemnly the reason for this, and having no light, and this is a season you're in, God's dealing with you as with sons and daughters. He's dealing with you in love and mercy, dealing with me. Have no light, but this is not a hopeless state and condition. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, pretty joined with power, his heart of love, his heart is made of tenderness, his bowels melt with love. Look to your Lord and Saviour. Oh, let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Friends, just as we may be helped to go to Psalm 23, you know, there it's the acknowledgement of the deep pathway that some of God's people have to tread. Walking through, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Here we have, and stay upon his God. God's rod of his word. What he has so given you in your favour, experiencing his favour, his dealings, his love to you. His rod, of his word, those words he spoke to you, words he sealed you with, in for your redemption, what you've known and experienced in past days. It may be dark now. It is dark, and cheerless, like the hymn writer says perhaps, but he's still your God. You're still his son or daughter. Oh, you can acknowledge, as God helps you and enables you, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. His word that he spoke to you, what he sealed to you, the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, that his word sealed to you. Your sins put away, blotted out by the blood of Christ. The favour you've known of his love shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. That's your rod. His word. What he's done for you. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Staff. Oh, those wonderful promises. The promises he's spoken. Oh, to individuals as he has appointed it from eternity. In time, the Holy Spirit so brings that child of God to know so much their need, feel their need, and begging the Lord for mercy and grace, and grace to help in time of need. He gives a promise. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that thou mayest boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And that means, it may mean the devil's agents. Perhaps whom you might have to deal with in business. Or whatever way. The Lord knows everything. He knows Jesus, the glorious head of grace, knows every saint's peculiar case. What sorrows by their souls are born, and every sin they daily mourn. Your Lord knows everything, friends, about you and your case, your life, your pathway. He knows everything's ordered, appointed for you, all in his love, sovereign love. So, last Lord's Day, I was rather sad going to Mount Buers because Mr. Collar had to isolate and wondered what sort of day we would have. But our friend Mr. Tarbing chose the hymns and gave them out. And we started with the hymn in the morning, Sovereign Grace, was sin abounding. Well, friends, that's one of my hymns, a special hymn to me. Like as hymn 14 is too, but especially those last lines, on such love my soul still ponder, in the hymn Sovereign Grace or Sin Abounding. And I can say honestly, I still are blessed to ponder upon his love and feel it, friends, and I want to preach the word in love and faithfulness that God's dear people may be able to ponder upon the love of Christ. Can you? If you've known his love, shed abroad in your heart. Is this how he brings you? Though you have seasons of walking in darkness and having no light, but the exhortation here is good and clear and you understand it. God gives you to understand. Let him. God exhorts his people. It's wonderful when the Holy Spirit so affects a poor child of God that are in darkness and having no light. And the Holy Spirit is in God's purpose to bring them up out of that, to bless them, to break through the clouds and the Son of Righteousness to arise with healing in his wings. And, oh, let him trust in the name of the Lord. And all that holy feeling of favour coming in as the Holy Spirit's holy influence so affects the child of God and, oh, enters into them in the way, and they ponder upon the love of God, the love of Christ they have already known. Takes you back. You know what Moses said to the people, thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God had led thee. Takes you back to what God's done for you in the past. And friends, what he's done for you in the past, God will never in any way contradict what he's done. What he's doing there will not contradict what he's done in the past for you. There'll be a wonderful, clear flowing and agreement. What he's done in the past will agree with what he's doing now, and he'll bring you into the favour of that liberty of the gospel again. If it be that you're in darkness, I believe he will bring you out of that darkness in his time. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Trust. Oh, what a favour it is to be trusted. We can't ourselves, but God gives the grace. He gives the grace of faith, enabling a sinner to believe and to trust their God. And the wonderful way of the Spirit is to cause there to be a confirming, to the child of God of what God's done and what he will yet do, what he has done in his holy purpose already. You know, if you feel your sin so much more now as I have done in later years, oh, how much more we need the blood of Jesus, feel more to need it. But oh, he comes and he plunges us, we know it by faith, in that crimson ocean. His atonement, Christ's holy atonement made for sin. No, your sins are all blotted out. Like we read, the Lord speaks in John's Gospel, ye are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. Oh, the way of God is to cleanse. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. This is what is in this wonderful trust in the name of the Lord. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. He who has made complete atonement for the church, he who has blotted out all the transgressions, all the sins of the whole church of God by shedding his holy vital blood, the blood of God, the blood of Jesus for thy sins. Oh, when it's applied, it does us good. Oh, it brings that full faith and holy peace flows in to the child of God. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay. God, giving and maintaining the strength. Some of us are proving through our years, our agedness, it weakeneth our strength in the way. We're in our declining years or days, the Lord knows. But as the outward man decays, what a wonderful favour it is that the inward man is renewed day by day. And this renewing is a giving and an exercise of faith. The exhortation is to faith, to stay upon his God. You know, I do a bit of work in the garden, that's about all I do physically. Doing a bit of work, setting plants and attending to them, and cutting grass and cutting the chapel grass and things like that. I have to have a chair near me because I come to a point I have to sit down and have a little rest. That's my natural stay. I've thought of this a lot of late. I even say sometimes to my wife, bring a chair quick, and I have to sit down. And I stay upon the chair, like I rest myself upon the chair for a little while, and then renew strength and we can go again. But friends, think of that spiritually. Stay upon his God. That's what you need to do, dear friends. Stay upon your God. And God giving you the grace and the understanding, teaching you, making you to know your strength is weakened in the way. God's strength is made perfect in weakness. Think of how the Lord spoke to Paul the Apostle. Now the Apostle acknowledged with thankfulness, most gladly will I bear my infirmities, that the Spirit of Christ might rest upon me. Stay upon your God. Stay upon his God. Oh, the greatest favour of all, friends, you have God, the living God, as your God. This God is our God. He will be our guide even unto death. Stay upon his God. Improving that support, that comfort, that help, that sufficient strength to bring thee through, friends. Oh, to bring thee through all thy days to the end of the journey and land you home in heaven. This is what is in this, I believe. Stay upon his God. Oh, when we live on Jesus' merit, then we worship God aright. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then we savingly unite. Wonderful if you feel that uniting with your loved ones, one with another, especially in the marriage state and in family ties and favours. With loved ones, a loved one may be blessed a loved one may be blessed to follow the Lord. But oh, the Lord is working in you, and you desire to follow the Lord. You need strength for this, you need help, you need grace. Look to him. He has all grace to give. Oh, the favour then to walk hand in hand. Oh, in Jesus' new command of his love, be talking till you reach fair Canaan's land. This favour, friends. Oh, out of weakness made strong by the grace of God. Stay upon your God, your good God, gracious God, your holy, loving, heavenly Father, your beloved brother, elder brother, the Son of God, the elder brother who was born for adversity and suffered in her stead. Think of the words in Proverbs, a brother is born for adversity. The highest brother is the elder brother of the church, the Son of God. Think of the adversity, think of the suffering of your Saviour. Think of what he went through for you. May the Holy Spirit give you meditation upon Christ. Oh, to consider him. Yeah, friend Benji knows. Yeah, it was a good many years ago, God gave me the text coming up from Brighton, coming up from Shoreham one Sunday evening for the service here on the Friday. I hadn't got any other services between. Consider him. And our dear friend, I prayed coming along to hear that Friday night, may my text be confirmed in the prayer of the dear deacon. And our friend said, in his first word, Lord, help us to leave all that we've been doing today and consider thee. See, these sweet little tokens, and they're more than little. Oh, we've learned how we must cast our all upon him and consider him. Think of it, friends, in your case and mine. Consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners, if you've got the adversary attacking you. Contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And this, ye have not yet resisted under blood, striving against sin. But our Saviour did. Suffered, bled and died. Bore the curse for the church. Bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Oh, think of it, friends. The Lord God the Father laid on him the iniquity of us all. All we like sheep have gone astray. But the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. The favour to believe, to trust, to know and believe he lived and died for us. He rose again for our justification. He's in heaven in his holy offices, the offices he sustains in the court of heaven. We look to him in heaven there near reigns. There is a man, a real man, who in heaven there reigns, who suffered for us then. Friends, stay upon his God. His God is Father, Holy Father, his dear elder brother, the Holy Spirit who testifies of Christ. One God blessed forevermore, that we may praise Father, Son and Holy Ghost. This should be my employee day by day. I want to use the rest of my days to his glory, friends. I beg the Lord to help me to. And wonderfully the Lord gives favour. Helps us, we feelingly so poor, but his word is so blessed. May you feel the sealing of the Spirit upon the word today. This is my heart's desire, friends. So we leave the word now, begging the Lord to bless it. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be on Zoom this afternoon. And then on Tuesday evening, God willing, Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Gerard Charmley. And there will be no Sunday school next week. Let us close with hymn 627. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he does wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. Hymn 627.
Do forgive anything there has been amiss in our service. Do own and bless thy word, bless the friends. Help us be with us and come up with us this evening. Oh, may we know thy presence then. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.